free confidential legal advice, or visit shapeyourworkplace.ca for more information.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Normally, I use a sports section to wrap my compostables, but this headline caught me off guard. Fat man soccer takes off in a big way across the U.S. And of course it does. This is from the same country that brought us the Lingerie Football League. Because in the States, it's all about the culture. Am I right? The premise is innocent enough, with tongue firmly in cheek to make room for all that food in the face hole. It's a fun way for fatsos to shed some poundage and pretend they're athletes. In fatty football, the players can even score before the game starts with the pregame weigh-in. If you've lost a few from the last time you stepped on the scales, you earn points for your team. Apparently, last week a team was ahead 11-0 before even hitting the pitch. Such is the name of the game in the Texas Man vs. Fat Soccer League, home to clubs like OB City, Big Bananas, and Heavy Touch FC. There's AFC Thickmond, a play on AFC Richmond from Ted Lasso. I wonder if their coach is named Ted Fat Asso. But the beautiful game is the world's game after all, and that's why one team is called Los Porcinos, or the Porkies, whose kit is pink like Lionel Messi's. I'm assuming the league got a bulk deal on XXL jerseys. The league is gaining in popularity as soccer interest increases across the states, with new chapters breaking out in Florida, New York, and other states. Seriously, I know being overweight is a big load to bear, so to speak. And as one man versus fat player confides, even just being a part of this community, I think, improves our social lives. No doubt. The exercise is good therapy, and as a spectator sport, who wouldn't want to see a really big man running for a corner kick or jumping for a header? Of course, it's all fun and games until somebody strokes out on a breakaway. The future looks bright for fatty football. Maybe they can work monster trucks into the play. Now that would really be American. I'm Cal Cote. Time to kick off our top 10 countdown from the new chart we just posted. Get yours by subscribing to worldbeatinternational.com. Some Palestinian folktronics to start, from Beirut-born Yasmin Hamden. Her new album is I Remember, I Forget. This is the title track from World Beat Canada Radio.
That is from Hoggar, the 10th album by Tuareg Blues Innovators Tanarwin at number 9. Yasmin Hamdan started off our top 30s, top 10 with I Remember, I Forget. Here is Dr. Nativo and Caminantes from Berioc Candela on World Beat Canada Radio.
Hey! Rocco Pachucote! We go! Nativo para el mundo entero. Con la energía del Dr. Nati, para inspirarlos a todos aquí. Seguimos caminando por la vida y por la paz del mundo. Wow, wow, hey.
Nos dicen caminantes.
¿Por qué venimos?
Nos dicen caminantes.
¿Por qué viajamos?
Nos dicen caminantes.
¿Por qué venimos?
Nos dicen caminantes.
¡Wey, Pachucote!
Somos caminantes de corazón,
corazón.
El camino rojo y la tradición,
tradición.
Con cada paso una oración.
Y por el mar de tierra y el bien mayor.
Vamos haciendo camino al andar. A la gran familia humana convocando a la unidad. Tiempo de unión, águila con Quetzal. Elevando flor y canto en
paso como un chango. Como los puntos que deja el cambo. Marcamos los pasos en el Sky and Dembow. Yo ya se lo dije, apague la televisión. Sal de tu zona, sales del confort. Seguimos caminando por la vida y por la paz del mundo. Wow, wow, hey.
Born Londoner, that's Clara Sara Lopez, and her new album is Lengua Matera Part 2. We heard Mari Paz. That sits comfortably at number 7 as we continue our countdown of the top 10 tracks from last month's World Beat Top 30. Dr. Nativo is also in there. Juan Martinez, originally from Guatemala, and brings us his flavorful psycho trop. And Tenarawan at number 9, and Yasmin Hamdan started off the list. Carwin Ellis is a Welshman who brings us some authentic Cuban song from the album Half. It's Carwin Ellis and Rio 18 right around the corner. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
Entregué a la noche oscura, anfetamina y lujuria. en ti, pero no quiero verte. Por favor, desaparece. Pienso en ti, luego no quiero existir. Pienso en ti, pero no quiero verte. Pienso en ti, pero no quiero verte. Por favor, desaparece.
Question: Spain is a hotbed for contemporary global music. That is Lucas Jesus and Desaparece, or Disappear. He's from San Sebastian, and he's at number 5. At number 6, Carwin Ellis and Rio 18. That is Rio 18 and Bella Estrella. That's from the album Half, which was recorded half in digital and half in analog. At number 4, it's Anatolian Psych from Alton Gunn and their album Garup. This is what I was listening to as I was floating down the Nile in Egypt at the beginning of the year. Nereida Sensen from World Beat Canada Radio.
sevilmiyor. Hiçbir tabip şu yarama melham olmuyor. Boynu bükük bir garibim, yüzüm gülmüyor. Gönlüm hep seni arıyor. Neresisin? Tatlı dildin, güler yüzlü, ceylan.
unmistakable at number three. It is Witch Zamrock, and from their album Zango, it's Avalanche of Love. That was the first track to really turn me on to those guys. And of course, now what we are spinning from Witch is Once in a Lifetime from the fabulous Talking Heads tribute album Naive Melodies. But I've been playing the snot out of that, so I thought I'd give you a track from their previous album, Zango, and the thing that really launched my love for Witch. At number two, Alton Gunn at number three with Neredis and Sin. Cypriots Mansour Damani and The Professor band together for a new single, which is moving up the charts. At number two, Tritichtis, featuring Julissa. That's straight ahead. You're keeping time with the beat of the world. This is World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Kel Coat.
They broke. They sell us a dream while they tighten the rope. They say the lords are those who give away, but we're the ones giving every single day. Labor's our gift, but they steal it for free. Turning all work into that luxury. They keep us in debt, they keep us in line while they dine on the profits from the hours we grind. They hide behind walls and mansions of stone, but it's our blood, sweat, and tears that they own. They build the empire off stolen time, while we're stuck in a system that thrives on lies. This ain't no giving in the world, only taking. Time for a shift. Awakening. The media tells us it's all in your hands, but the deck's been stacked by their greedy plans.
and Molly comes Tamacrest, and topping the charts with Amanin. That's from their brand new album, Asakel. And that's our list of top 10 from the top 30, which we put out every month. You can find yours at worldbeatinternational.com and just subscribe for free to our e-blast. You'll get it into your inbox every week. I've been lucky enough to go to Jamaica 5 times now, and it's all been through the courtesy of Wayne Vernon, the host of Caribbean Express, formerly on FM 961, which was a station that I worked at as well. And that's how we managed the trips over the course of 5 times broadcasting live from the beach. It was an amazing experience. He has a cousin down there named Andy Vernon. He's a journalist and a multi-instrumentalist. And he brings us his take on a police classic from 1980's Zenyatta Mondatta. Here is Andy Vernon and Driven to Tears, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio. Place, beautiful people, Jamaica, and Andy Vernon, as they say down there. Will we go back? Soon come. My name's Cal Cote. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
and shit to everyone, like some kind of emotional exhibitionist and liaison. I travel but won't get ahead of where my words will go. Infinitely riding waves, a pilgrimage of love and woes, and everything I've ever felt and more, guess you could call them. But in disguise, I tend to think that it's the most honest thing you'll get in life. But I guess you could call them lies. And I live in all the echoes. Why don't you get a real job? But an echo's just a hollow reflection of a real song. And I guess you could call them lies. But have you ever felt more alive than when something beautiful makes you cry? It'll break your heart and mend it in a single moment's time. Have you ever felt? The things that we create, infinitely expanding space, built by energy exchange, and the economy wishes it could be the god of every fate, but nothing beats the thrill of making what begs to be made. And I guess you could call them lies. But why would you call them lies? But have you ever felt more than when something beautiful makes you cry? It'll break your heart and mend it in a single moment's time. Have you ever felt?
That's your power pop palate cleanser, How Everything Feels. She's a singer and songwriter and broadcaster, now working at CKUA in Edmonton. And it's from her album, How Everything Feels and Other Lies. We also heard Bera Ma'amo, who is a Ghanaian trumpeter and singer, and Love Be Sweet from Rhythms of Love, were produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. We're taking this home with Rizzo Magic and Plutarco. some tropical futurism from Bogota, Colombia, and a new album, Cumbión Planetario. But our last word we'll give to Plutarch himself, who said, "The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled." Communications.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from